Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Now, one of the many surprising twists and turns in this Russo-Ukrainian conflict is Yevgeny Prigozhin, the owner of Wagner Private Military Company, saying just a few days ago, I think it was Friday, that his organization is going to pull out on the 8th of March, if I got that right, which is the day before Victory Day, which wouldn't obviously look good. So Prigozhin, Putin's chef, as they call him, has gone from being a petty thief in the 80s to running a hot dog stall in the 90s to being a multi-millionaire and head of perhaps the world's largest mercenary organization, who for years and years lied and lied and lied and denied that he was connected to Wagner Group in any way. Wagner Group, which has fought in the Central African Republic, Libya, Syria, Mozambique, Mali, and now Ukraine. And he has publicly lacerated the army's top brass for said that there's a severe paucity of ammunition, which is furnished to Wagner. So remember, Wagner Group is not part of the Russian armed forces. It's a private company. So most of its fighters are Russian, some are Belarusian, some have been Serbian in the past, some from former Soviet countries, such as Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan. And they've recruited people from abroad, like Zambia, for instance. So people were sent to prison for petty offences such as possession of cannabis, facing very long sentences like 10 years. Some of them have been convinced that they should join Wagner Group instead. Anyway, so they've suffered very heavy losses in Bakhmut, as he has perhaps unwisely acknowledged and said that, yeah, it's true what the Ukrainians are saying. We're suffering 5 deaths for every one that we inflict. So anyway, he says that his troops have suffered very high losses, and these are just not justified by the gain, by the ground gained, and it's mainly because they're not supplied with sufficient ammunition. And he made this astonishing address in front of what appeared to be corpses, and he said, of 30 Wagner fighters who've been killed by the lack of ammunition. And he's previously, in an expletive-laden tirade, said that the people who make these decisions should have to explain themselves to the mothers of those who are killed because of the lack of ammunition. But he says that the Wagner Group will still be around for whenever Russia needs Wagner Group services again. So the Kremlin said it had no opinion to offer on this. Anyway, because the Wagner Group is obviously quite important in Russia's campaign in Ukraine. Russia's thought to have around 200,000 soldiers in Ukraine, about 50,000 of whom are Wagner Group. So they're just pulling out of Bakhmut. That isn't that they're pulling out the whole of Ukraine. But it makes you think, is this a false narrative? Is he lying? If you're about to retreat, why would you tell your enemy, who can then pursue you or know not to worry about that part of the war zone to attack somewhere else? It made me think it's a huge disinformation campaign. I don't doubt that some of it is true. I mean, there's ample hard evidence that they suffer a lack of ammunition and they have suffered high casualties, but maybe really they're preparing for an all-out attack rather than retreating. Lull the Ukrainians into a false sense of security. He's also torn strips out of the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, one of the people who's closest to Putin, and indeed the chief of general staff, Valery Gerasimov. And been swearing at them, saying, where the F is the ammunition? But you'd think that Prigozhin could only do this if he was granted permission by the Kremlin. Do they want him to do this? Do they want to pressurize Shoigu and Gerasimov? Or is it because they want to have some sort of appearance of division within Russian society? I'm not sure. Because it's surprising this would be allowed in a country which doesn't have free speech. Anyway, so he's torn into those people, those bureaucrats and so on, and our senior army officers who don't release ammunition, and thinking that he says they're masters of life and the right to dispose of these lives, and saying of his troops, they came as volunteers, they're dying for you to live it up in your redwood offices. Keep that in mind. But why are they not providing the ammunition? Now, it is true that some career military officers don't like Prigozhin, who's never even been a private soldier for a single day. Seeing as a prima donna, he's made so much money out of it, they haven't. And he did achieve some major successes for Russia over the past few years, had some favor of Putin. So there's a bit of envy there. I think that he's a loudmouth, uncouth, brash, full of braggadocio and so on. So there could be all some of that. And Prigozhin said that his troops, they achieved the gains, but the mainstream Russian military took credit for it and so on. So not providing the ammunition might be partly spite, but might be partly because they just don't have it and their transport problems. But the Russians have had to have their ammunition dumps further back since the HIMARS came into play about a year ago. I remember Lord William Hague, the former British Foreign Secretary, said the thing is to provide Ukrainians with longer range rockets or whatever that could actually hit these Russian ammunition dumps that get even further back, and then more of a logistical problem of getting ammunition from the dumps to the front. It's just further to travel, slower, and things are going to go wrong. There are more bridges to cross, so which can be blown up. Why is he saying it? Because, you know, if the Battle of Bakhmut is lost by Russia, that is a major admission of defeat. And there's a humiliation Putin really doesn't want. I don't think they're going to give up just yet. And there are even some signs, obviously it's not conclusive, that Russia's actually moving more troops into the Bakhmut sector, not fewer. That maybe this is their last chance. The one thing is the Ukrainians might start pulling some troops out of Bakhmut to prepare for their spring counteroffensive, which might be very soon. Remember, it's Victory Day in Russia on the 9th of May, and that's obviously a reference to the Third Reich's surrender in 1945. There'll be big parades there. Now, Russia's cancelled the parade in 21 cities, some of them in districts adjacent to the Ukrainian frontier, some of them very far away, like Tumen in Siberia, where they're surely well out of range of anything the Ukrainians can throw at them. It's also because there are not that many troops to parade, not that many pieces of equipment to parade, because the main Victory Day parade on Red Square in Moscow involves over 10,000 troops and hundreds of vehicles. No world leaders last year. No, thank you, we don't want you to come. And no, because hardly anybody would come apart from Lukashenko, which would be embarrassing. So in some years, they've had dozens of world leaders, but that ain't going to happen this time. They don't want to show how isolated they are. I remember they said there'd be Ukrainian drone attacks in Moscow. So if the Ukrainian drone is to hit the main body of troops, I mean, you can't really miss. At least hundreds of them will be either killed or injured. And is it worth the risk of going ahead if that happens? You know, Moscow is 450 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, but there are drones that can do that distance, kamikaze drones or something. So I think the Battle of Bakhmut is not finished yet. But it could go either way. Not that Ukraine rather cares. It really cares. It's achieved its objective. It has slowed down the Russians for months. It's allowed time for more training, for more weaponry to arrive, for the Ukrainians to build up for their forces to prepare their counteroffensive. Now that Rasputitsa is gone, that the spring has dried out the ground. We're into summer. So no doubt we'll see a big offensive by the end of this month, probably to the south, towards the Sea of Azov, to try and break the land bridge between Russian-occupied East Ukraine and Crimea. Right, thank you very much for watching my channel. Toodaloo.